Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Jory M, the Coffee Psychic, with another episode of Your Psychic Connection right here on Blog Talk Radio. I like going over the things that have happened during the week, like the weird and crazy things that have happened. I had put on my Facebook page about the wonderful trip that we had out to Boston, Massachusetts. I had one of my hostesses invite me out there to do some psychic house parties. And, of course, Have Coffee Will Travel. I will travel just about anywhere. I go out to Lincoln, Nebraska all the time to my wonderful, wonderful hostesses out there. And all over the Chicagoland and Indiana area as well. So if you guys ever want to have a psychic house party, let me know. Give me a call, 219-940-9292. They're wonderful experiences, a lot of fun for family and friends. And as a hostess, you will get your reading free. As of last week, and I don't think I shared this on last week's show when we had Dave on last, but and maybe I did, I don't remember, but I know I was doing the grass last week, and I actually had, did you ever have somebody walk up on you and suddenly startle you? Well, that's what I had. And as I turned around so quickly, only it was not a human being, it was a man. He was clear, transparent-ish, very white, very cold. I'm not even sure how to explain and describe this being that I'd seen. But as soon as I turned around, it was just so creepy that he was just right over my right shoulder and kind of looking at me. And it was just really kind of scary, actually. And as I'm turning around, I see his body, his shoulders, his face, which he didn't have really any eyes or mouth or anything. It was just very weird looking. I describe him as kind of like a humanoid. And he felt soulless. So, you know, there are so many things that I do know about the paranormal and the spiritual field, but you know what? I don't know if I could quite describe what this being was, even why he was there. Why did he walk up on me? And seriously, as I looked down, my dog had just walked up on me. I've got a white German Shepherd. But, of course, I had to look to the ground to see him, whereas this thing, when I turned around, was right. He was taller than me, and he was to the right of me, and he was just taller than me. Kind of weird. Anyway, if you guys have any thoughts about what that could have been, feel free to share with me, because he did not feel like he was a human being that had died. He didn't feel like he was an angel. I didn't get a sense of a demon. So, and I've worked with all these other, you know, beings before. So if you guys have any ideas, you know, give me a call. Let me know what you think. Or share it tonight. All right, so we're going to go to our callers now. And tonight is the night where, of course, you know it's all about you. So whatever questions you may have, psychic questions, love, romance, business, finance, if you have any stories you want to share with us, this is the time to do it. All right, so we're going to go to our first caller, and let's see what you have on your mind. Please tell me your name, and then tell me where you're calling from.
Hi.
Okay, hello, caller.
Hi, yes. This is Rondrea from California.
Rondrea?
Rondrea, yes, with the R. Like Andrea, but with the R. Rondrea.
Okay, that's what I thought. Very nice, honey, very nice. All right, what's on your mind, honey?
I'm very frustrated where I'm living at. I want to know, do you see me moving to a new location?
Okay, let's take a peek here. Now, you know, I'm going to pour the coffee for your questions, and then we're going to see if there's anything else here. Okay, Rodriguez. Well, you know, it looks like you are going to be moving, because your coffee, a lot of bubbles here, a lot of good luck, good fortune, wishes coming true. Now, has there been a man around you that also has an R name around you?
There's a few in my family, yes. My brother,
okay,
and
thank you.
My father. My brother and father, they both start with R like me.
Okay, good, good, good. Now, has anyone been suggesting? Yeah, see, you've got the – so in the coffee is coming up the sickle, and the sickle to me represents like the death card.
Oh.
The death card always represents moving, job changes,
okay,
things like that. So because that's coming up in the coffee, that positively would tell me that, yes, you will be moving.
Okay, you just don't see when, or do you see when, like a few months?
I don't see when, but did you ever want to check out Georgia or Tennessee?
No, I want to stay in California. Hopefully.
Well, I don't know if you know anyone in Georgia or Tennessee, but for some reason I'm hearing Georgia and Tennessee right now.
Oh, okay. I don't know anyone in none of those places, no.
Okay. But remember, this is past, present, and future, and it really might be something that you come across at a later time as well. Like maybe you're going to make this move and it won't be to there right now, but I'll bet
okay.
You're going to have a connection to those two states later on, honey.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye now. All right. You know, many times my one friend had said, I know this stuff sounds really crazy, but some of this stuff doesn't happen sometimes for years, honestly. You know, as a psychic, I want to share with you guys how I do my readings. I'm called the coffee psychic because I actually use a regular cup of coffee as though it's a crystal ball. It's not Turkish, you know, or Greek tea leaf reading or anything like that. It's a regular cup of American coffee, and I brew it. It's hot all the time, and then I pour a cream into it, and then I'm able to really see the letters, the numbers, the body parts, the faces, everything in the coffee. When I was doing my Green Bay radio show this morning, I had seen a dragon coming up in the coffee for one woman. And at first, it looked like this dragon was kind of looking over her. As the coffee, as the images kept emerging, it looked like a wizard with a dragon. So that made it even more interesting. So I read the coffee. I get all these images. People, you know, tell me later on by giving me feedback. They even call me anywhere in the moment. They give me feedback up to 25 years in the future. So I'm always open to hearing from people from their readings. And I also tap into your energy field, which is the aura around your body. I do a little with the tarot cards. Then if there's any information you want on family, friends, or sweethearts, dead or alive, I am also a trans medium. Sometimes the dead may show up while I'm reading you. Hopefully it won't be like the guy that came up on me, of course, last Monday. Just joking, but normally guys don't come up like that anyway. And then I'm also medical intuitive, so whatever things do show up in the reading, I will tell you all the time. Okay. All right, so let's see who is next online here. Hello, caller.
Hi, my name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Tucker, Georgia.
Hey, see, there's the Georgia, Kimberly. See,
yep.
Andreas, you're supposed to go to Georgia and meet Kimberly. Thanks for joining the show, honey. What's on your mind?
You're welcome. Well, lately I've been thinking about career. I've been teaching for a while and navigating going into leadership, thinking about educational psychology doctorate. And just wondering, you know, if that will mail with me.
Okay, let me take a quick peek here. Now, do you mind if I tell you I feel very strongly, and I'm not sure this might have been a past life for you. I was going to say you must love children. But I get such a strong sense of midwifery.
Wow.
And I wonder if you weren't the midwife in a past life, possibly.
I think so, because when I get around babies, I melt. Absolutely melt.
Wow.
I love them, but
wow.
I love children. But babies, they do it for me.
That's really beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It to me, it looks like your PhD is very possible for you.
Okay.
Like very possible. And it looks like there's going to be two levels for some reason. I don't know if it's two more levels you have to go through, but I'm seeing two levels here. Okay. And has there been somebody like a Charisse or a Sherry or a Sharon or anyone that you've had to work with, Kimberly?
That I've worked with. I don't know. Probably I've worked with so many people the last 16 years in education. Maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin with that that name, too.
Oh, very nice, very nice. I feel this is a woman that's just wonderful, and it feels like she's going to be very, very helpful to you in some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
I believe it's around your career.
Okay. Okay.
It's an S or a CH, okay?
Okay.
And then I have to ask you, who likes to golf around you, Kimberly?
Oh, my brother and my uncle.
Okay, because I've got a big golf club in the coffee here.
Okay.
Okay, very nice. Is there anyone that has to watch their liver?
I know I do. And my dad.
Okay,
my dad,
thank you.
Really, more than anything. But, you know.
Okay.
With detoxification.
And high blood pressure, right?
Yeah, now that's definitely my dad.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So hopefully, knock on wood, helping clean out the diet and stuff. But I think you guys have some good doctors you're going to see, so that's really good.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, when you were talking about, I attempted to go on your website because I wanted to book a reading, but there was, I put information in for an email to contact you, and I didn't receive anything. So I'm just trying to figure out what's your process.
Oh, so the very best thing, I am inundated with emails, and I get back to them as soon as I can because I've had over like 60,000 emails. So I have on my website,
wow.
I have a plea. Please call me at 219-940-9292.
Okay, got
so,
it. Got it.
Yes, that's the fastest way to contact me and,
okay.
And schedule your appointment.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, good
all
luck.
Right. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. You're so welcome. Yeah, guys, I've got to tell you, I truly have so many emails, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. So I do ask you guys, if you can, give me a call at 219-940-9292. Always check out my Facebook. You guys can sign up for my free email newsletter list. I don't happen to send my newsletters out daily or weekly, but I do get them out once a month or once every couple of months to give you a lot of good psychic information and stuff. So, again, give me a call, 219-940-9292. And, of course, on my radio show, you get to get a one free question answered, and that's tonight. Let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Laura. Hi.
Hey, Laura. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, welcome to the show. What's on your mind, Laura?
I'd just like to know what you might pick up from me around any big changes coming my way.
Okay, let's take a peek here. And, you know, the more specific everybody can ask a question, the better off. This way can they actually get really right down.
Career or, you know, making a move. I'd like to be able to purchase a home, you know, and maybe a career move would go with that.
Have you been very lucky lately, Laura, in getting either a new income or more money? Did you get an inheritance or something? Because it does look like you've got extra money coming your way here.
So it's a possibility but I don't know because I've never discussed it, so I'm not sure that that's going to happen or not. It's a possibility, but I don't know.
Okay, well, thank you.
It's never been discussed.
Your coffee's going around very quickly. And the things that you are looking at doing are very, very doable for you. And it kind of looks like I think what's blocking you is it doesn't look like you really know where you want to go just yet. That's what it looks like. And it seems once you figure out where you want to go, it feels like it's going to be pretty quick. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not.
It does in a way because I'm trying to – I applied to some other jobs, contract work, because they pay more money. And I'm on a contract right now, and I'm just getting – I'm getting underpaid a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to come up with a down payment and pay down some bills and debt. And so I thought, you know, if I go for a contract that pays more money – and it's further north, so it would require a move north. I kind of have an idea where I'd like to move. It's just a matter of landing a job up there. So that's why I was asking about maybe a move.
Do you have to watch the school system for any reason?
What did you ask me? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Do you have to watch the school system for any reason?
No.
For some for some reason, I feel like you may end up having to watch the school system. And believe me, I have no idea what I'm talking about. So I don't know if that means that there'll be a job around a school system or a city or something like that. I don't know. But it occurs to me that there will be something around a school system that's going to become important for you.
Okay, I don't know what that means. Okay.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah, and you can let me know later. But I think your life is going to get busier. I think you're going to be very happy, as a matter of fact. And I see money coming to you. So when it's coming, how it's coming, I'm really not sure. But it just seems like things are going to be happening very rapidly for you once there are certain decisions that are made here.
Oh, that sounds great. Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. All right, let's see who we have next online here. I don't know why I'm hearing the name Crystal. Crystal, Christine. But there's a name coming through, and I'm not sure who that is. Hello, caller?
Hi, hello. This is Anne from California.
Hey, Anne, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just started seeing a new guy, and he's kind of like a gopher, like he'll pop up and then hide and then go back, and I don't see him for a bit, and then he'll pop up again, and just anything about this new guy is harder for me to get what's in his head.
Hard to gauge, huh?
Yeah.
His name isn't Michael or Nick, is it?
No.
What's his name, honey?
His name is George.
George, okay. All right, let me take a peek here. How does George look? What in? Now this time I'm going to do the tarot cards. Tell me when to stop shuffling, Anne.
Stop.
Okay. Pick one, two, or three.
Three.
All right. You know, it kind of feels like George is a little, what do you want to say? A little gun-shy, as far as I'm concerned?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Almost afraid to make a commitment, but you guys have already established some nice emotions here. Okay?
Yeah, and I'm not pressuring him. You know, I don't even, you know, when he doesn't call, I let it go. You know, I don't even ask, you know, I let him have his time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's a really nice man. He's a good person.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I think, I know this might sound really crazy, but some people are very shy. And kind of a little uncertain of themselves.
Okay.
And depending upon how much patience you have, that's what you'll be dealing with here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a risk taker.
Mm.
So he's kind of more of a kind of what's comfortable for him. And it might take quite a while to go ahead and build this into that. So if you have the patience for that, Anne, again, good man, heck of a good man. And I don't know that he wants to like jump in like crazy right now. So again, if you're really great with casual
dating, I don't either. Yeah.
Okay.
So
he's a good man. I can tell you. So, go ahead.
If I take more of a lead with contacting him and communications, that wouldn't he would like it because he's shy, or that would scare him away.
I don't think it's going to scare him away any more than how he already interacts with women.
Uh-huh.
I still think what you see is what you get. And,
all right.
And you can just be real honest with him and say, hey, boy, I've really taken a liking to you. Just ask him, is your schedule like that crazy, or would you like to go out a little bit more often? And leave that on the table and see how he comes back from that.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
And besides, there's another man that's going to be interested in you anyway, so, and he'll really be interested in you, and he's going to come towards you. Not
more
jump
clear.
In, jump.
Right.
So,
you know that
other guy will jump in.
You know the whack-a-mole, you know the old game, the whack-a-mole game? In the arcade?
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh. If they pop up.
I don't know that.
Anyway.
Well, again, you're going to have somebody else interested in you, too. So.
Okay, great. All right. I'll enjoy them both.
So have fun, Andy. Have fun. Hey, there's nothing
okay.
wrong with dating two guys at one time, right?
Exactly.
You're never commit to that, so. All right, have a great night.
Early times. All right, thanks so much.
All right. Right. You
bye
bet.
Bye.
Take care. All right, bye-bye. Bye now. Oh, my God, too funny. And you know the other thing too, you guys, if you don't have a commitment, it's really okay to just jump in and have a good time. Do your dating. I mean, Jesus, you know, you're sitting here really interviewing either for a new husband, you're interviewing for a new wife, you're interviewing for the father of your children or the rest of your life partner. So have fun while you're out there. All right, let's see. And you have to date. You have to date. So, all right, hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
Hi. My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
And where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Okay, and what's on your mind?
So I wondered, I've been looking to find a bigger place to purchase, and I've been looking for a while, and I wonder what you see with that.
Okay, let's take a peek here. Okay, did you also have a sizable amount of money that came your way, Lisa?
Excuse me?
Did you also have a sizable amount of money that came your way?
Well, my parents passed away, so
thank
looking
you.
To you
yep.
know, upgrade a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I see, so do I think you're going to find a bigger place? Yes. And and the one thing I want to say is thinking about long-term and staying within your financial means, does that make sense?
Wow. Yes, it does. Because I've been looking for like about a year, and I'm trying to be really careful because still I really do have to watch my money. I, kind of left full-time work years ago, and I just have to be careful for the rest of my life still. And,
yeah.
You know, like the neighborhood I was looking at has nice things, but I haven't found the right property, you know, within the right range and still fixed up. I want this to be my last place. You know, I'm not going to just like move anymore. I'm older, you know, and I mean, you know, I'm not old, but you know what I mean? Like I want this to
mm-hmm.
be just, that's it, the last place. And it doesn't have to be perfect, but, you know, it has to be pretty much, you know, pretty nice and, you know, meet a lot of my qualifications. And I just felt kind of bad because I've been looking about a year and, you know, there were like two properties that came up that really met it in the neighborhood I'm looking. But then there was a couple things that reasons why I couldn't, you know, settle for them and couldn't make an offer. So I'm just hoping something's
yeah.
going to come up in the next few months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you
I think
you
you're
going to
keep looking. Yep, I think you will keep looking. I think you'll find something comfortable, and I do believe it will be your last home.
Okay.
So that's going to be the good thing.
I sure hope so, because but do you think, like, in the next few months, because it's just kind of getting grating on my nerves a little bit. It's keeping me from, you know, doing everything, like plans for the rest of my finances, you know, maybe for a part-time job in the new neighborhood, that kind of thing.
Well, I think you're going to be pretty happy. I really do. I think you'll find something very comfortable. I think somebody's going to be like a older person. I don't know if they're moving into a nursing home or if somebody's crossed over. I'm not sure, but I think you're going to find a very nice piece of property. I think it's going to be something like that, where somebody's going to want to sell.
Oh, not a nursing home.
And
I'm not old like that. A nursing home? I'm not like old.
No,
old,
some,
like a nursing
some
home.
The previous owners to the house, ma'am, will either have died or have gone into a nursing home, and their children will want to be selling the property. Yeah, and I think you're going to come into a very nice piece of property like that.
In the next few months, do you think? Because it's keeping me, like I said, from some financial things that I need to do, and also, like, you know, looking for a part-time job, I hope, you know, in that neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I can't say for sure, but I think within the next 4 to 6 months. So then I think the point is that you keep looking and that you're really satisfied, and I don't think you'll have to pass up much. And if there's anything that needs to be fixed, it seems very minimal.
Oh, yeah, because I am looking for something to be more fixed up, you know what I mean? More modern.
Well, good luck. Well, let me know what happens, Lisa, okay?
Yeah, do you think it makes sense to even look for a job in that neighborhood now if you're not there yet? You know what I mean? Part-time, just a little bit of work.
Probably not yet. But I would keep working with your real estate brokers, because I really think you have some good people you're working with. So, again, if you want to let me know what happens, please give me a call. Let me know what happens. All right, thanks, Lisa. All right, let's see who's next online. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi, yes, who is this? Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Yes, who
Hello?
Is this?
Jennifer?
Can you hear me?
Hello, this is Jennifer. Hello?
Your name is Jennifer?
Hello? Yes, my name is Jennifer. Thank you so much, Jorianne.
Oh, okay, Jennifer, what's on your mind, honey?
I'm having a real hard time with my love life. Like, we've almost broke up the last 3 months once a month. And I'm, like, at a point where I'm not sure if I should stay or go, or if I should put the work in to make it right, or if I should just cut my ties and go.
What about couples counseling, Jennifer?
Oh, it's come up a couple times. Like, each time we break up, we sit and have this great conversation about what we're going to do to make it fixed, and then no follow through. So counseling has come up several times in my angel cards and just several times in conversation.
Well, it can come up in your angel cards, and it can come up in conversation, but what about taking action to participate in the actual counseling between you and your partner?
I'm willing to take counseling if it will really heal the relationship. I think the relationship has value and it's worth something to me. But sometimes some of the negativity just, I'm a Gemini, so I'll go to the other side like, oh, well, maybe this isn't right.
Yeah. I hear you. The way it occurs to me, and there's, you know, no right to wrongs here, but it kind of feels like your partner is not, it's almost like a silent partner here, kind of like they're not willing to, I don't know if this person's already said, hey, I don't want to do therapy or not, but I sincerely hope that they're willing to jump in and put in as much work as you are willing to.
Well, it comes up in conversation. The problem is my partner doesn't have any follow-through. There's no follow-through on several things in her own life. She doesn't follow through with her own health and her own stuff. So bringing it up, it's happened, but I just don't see her following through, and I don't know if I should push the issue or just let it go.
Well, if it's letting it go and staying in an unsatisfactory situation, how is that going to work for you? Or can you go to therapy yourself and then, you know, because it would be sad to walk away from a situation without having, like, a better sense of resolve or things like that.
Well, we've been together for 3 years, and we've created a family. I got 2 boys, she's got a boy, so we're trying to make a family. I don't want to walk away from that, but
yeah,
sometimes, like, I really am 50-50. I don't know what to do.
Well, the way it looks right now is because that you guys do have value in the relationship. You guys are sitting in a broken car, both of you. The car that you're sitting in is your relationship, and it's in a broken way. So if you guys can't figure out what's going on and try to resolve this, you guys are going to walk out of a, you know, broken situation. So I hope to goodness that either you will go for yourself or you can, you know, encourage your partner to go with you for the sake of the relationship. And, again, that's choice on your part because, again, when I psychically look at your partner, I don't see that person as willing to step up to the plate and actually take action, whereas you're very interested in saving this relationship. Even though the other person speaks these words, actions always speak louder than words.
Yes, I agree. She says several words that sound right, but the follow-through and the actions just, they don't come through. Sometimes
yeah.
I feel like she needs
so, honey,
to
so,
believe it.
Is what
like
I
if I did
say.
All
to,
of the work, it would be okay.
Well, that doesn't work out that way. At least it doesn't work out satisfactory for you that way. But, again, the best I can share with you right now, Jennifer, is really, really get into therapy for the both of you guys because it doesn't look like it's over just yet. It feels like there's still good energy there, but it's also broken. So you guys really need to work on fixing it, honey. So good luck with that. All right. We're going to move on to the next caller now. Hello, caller. How can I help you? What's your name?
Hi, Jorianne. This is Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
Okay, welcome to the show.
Thank
you. And
what's
on your mind?
I have a question about my current job and also about love. I'm wondering if you see anything love-wise, future good things coming up for me and someone that I work with that we've been on and off, but right now we seem to be sort of okay. His name is Frank, and we're sort of okay right now, but I'm wondering if I should just leave this job altogether and take a job that was offered to me at a hospital not far from my current job. They would want me to start in the beginning of July, but it would be part-time, and I'll be leaving full-time to part-time. I don't know if it's a good idea or not. So I'm just wondering about those things.
Well, you know, I always tell people to get questions answered from several different psychics, but the place that you're at right now actually feels pretty good. And the part-time job that they're asking you to go to also feels amazing. I mean, that really just feels amazing. So the question you're faced with is, are you going to be able to, you know, meet all of your bills if you go to that other job?
Right. That's what I'm worried about. I don't know if I will, if I'll be struggling.
Well, honey, it's not a sense of worry. It's a sense of math.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a matter of taking your calculator, adding up all of your bills, and then looking at how much you're making at both locations.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, because the other job, the part-time job is wonderful. Can you get a second part-time job to meet your bills?
Mm-hmm.
And then that person, Frank, gosh, he feels wonderful.
Mm.
He feels really wonderful. You know, so again, sometimes I know that might sound silly. Again, check with a couple of different psychics. That new job, even though it's part-time, there's a possibility it could go to full-time. But I don't know how long that they'd want to keep you there until they decide if they want you full-time. And again, really, taking a paper and pen, it's not, you know, changing jobs is not something to do whimsically. This is something where you're working to pay your bills. So if one place offers you less money, is that really the smart thing to do? And that's why a lot of people stay in jobs that are not satisfactory or not happy, not really crazy happy, you know, like the happy side, ooh, I love this job. It's like, no, I love paying my bills. So that other job really looks amazing, and you might want to have a conversation with the bosses to see, is it possibly going to go into a full-time job, or should you literally stay where you're at, or do you want to go to that job and get another part-time job? But either way, you're good where you're at, but that new job, even though it's part-time, seems amazing. So, again, if you want to give me a call, honey, you know, sometimes what it is the future is subject to change by choice. And we always have choice in every situation that's going on around us. So you wanna go ahead and just keep that in mind. Okay. All right. Let's see. And thanks, honey. Thanks for joining us on the show tonight. Let's see who we have next in line here. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
Hello. My name is
Aaliyah. Hi. Aaliyah? Yes, ma'am. What's on your mind, honey? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, ma'am. So how can I help you?
I wanted to ask because I'm talking to this boy, and he's four, and I wanted to know, like, his intentions.
Would you, honey, I just totally missed the question. Could you say it again?
I wanted to know the boy that I'm talking to, like, his intentions.
So there's a fellow that you're dating, and you want to know what his intentions are?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's his name?
Bro.
Okay, let me take a peek here. All right, tell me when to stop shuffling.
Stop.
All right. I'm going to cut this into three piles. Please pick one, two, or three.
Two.
All right. We've got brand new beginnings here. And mentally, it feels like you really care about this person, yes?
Kind of. We talk over the phone here and there.
Okay. All right. For some reason, this says, in some fashion, you feel very good around this person. It says you're becoming fearless. There's a part of you that says you're pulled in two here, and something that says that you're also looking at creating a lot of happiness for yourself, but you're also very cautious on who you're trusting right now. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it is. It does. It makes a lot. Because
okay,
he
good.
Asked me for money to send to him. So I don't know. We started talking. So I don't know if
oh,
I should go out my way
you
to
said
do
he's
that.
Asked you for, he's asked you for money?
Yeah. So I don't know if I should
okay,
go
well,
out my way to do that.
Well, to be quite honest with you, when somebody asks for money right away from me, that's a sign of probably not a good deal. And
mm-hmm.
if he's supporting himself and you're supporting yourself and you guys have an equal partnership, that's wonderful. But if he's saying, hey, I need money from you, I would always back off on that one because it doesn't sound like he's coming from a healthy mental and financial space to be with you. And
yeah.
there are some women that really want to help pay for a guy when he's in need. But I don't know that that's something that you want to walk into because then you may end up becoming the sole supporter if he's having trouble with work issues and things like that. So that is something to consider.
He's incarcerated right now.
Oh, he's incarcerated. Oh, okay. See, now that, you know, sometimes when you look at all these different dynamics in the relationship, sometimes that can make a difference, Aaliyah. So, and that's something, it almost sounds like you'd be better off really calling me for a full reading, because there would be a lot of things to look at. A lot more things would need to be looked at rather than the little bit of time that we have here on the radio show. Okay, that's why people call for a full, more in-depth reading, so we can look at all the different dynamics. So the thing I will tell you, again, if you want to call me, the number is 219-940-9292. You can call me, schedule an appointment, and I'll go over all my prices with you. Or call again next week. But the best thing I can hang on. The best thing I can tell you right now, because I have many other people that I have to get to right now, the best thing I can tell you is always pray to God. When you pray to God and you ask God to give you the answer, should you date this person or shouldn't you? Should you or shouldn't you? Either you'll come up with a dream, or you're going to have a feeling in the pit of your stomach or something like that, and that's going to be the one thing that you want to listen to. Okay. All right, so I do have to move on, and God bless you, honey, and good luck with that, because that's a lot to think about. All right, let's see what we have next online. Hello, caller.
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne.
Yes, Suzanne, where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Okay.
My question is, I applied for a food service position for September, like working in the cafeteria, serving food and stuff for the kids. I just have to get fingerprinted. Do you see me getting that and doing good and still living where I'm living now? And do you see a boyfriend?
Okay. So out of all those questions, I would say that job does not look bad for you.
Good. It's close to home. You know, it's not a lot of money, but it's a start, and I just have to keep working. I'm working food service now, like demonstrating. I'm going to be taking a job next week for the summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then after this one's done, then I'll... Yeah.
Yeah. There are so many different ways in which we save money, right, when we don't have to drive or do, public transport and stuff, transportation. So,
can
and
ask
it feels
a
like a man
question?
From the past is interested in you.
Like who? I have nobody calling.
I don't know if he's on Facebook or how he looks you up, but it kind of sounds like, it feels like somebody from the past. And I don't know if Suzanne, if it's something like somebody from your old neighborhood or anything like that, but it really feels like somebody from your past is maybe contacting you. So I'd look for that. All right, we're going to see who's next on. And good luck, honey. Good luck.
Hello,
caller.
Joanne. Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is Kay from Chicago.
I was wondering. I thought so, Kay. How are you, honey?
Oh, you know me. There's this business, and I don't... I like it because I'm basically I'm more or less unemployed. I'm a temp, but I wanted to know which would be better for me, or maybe the one, Chicago Rio or Reggae Rio.
Okay. All right. So one is Chicago. What's the other one, Kay?
One is Chicago Rio, and the other one is Reggae Rio. And is either one of them good for me, or just try a different business?
It kind of feels like trying another business.
Oh,
at least
neither
time.
One. Huh?
It doesn't.
Hello?
It's, the energy is just not there on either one.
Oh, okay. Well, you've
not
never
what you
let
wanted
me
to
down,
hear, right?
Yeah. No. I mean, there was an option. I was considering doing one or the other, you know,
yeah.
Because I'm not employed. So I might as well try this business. And I said, well, maybe I'll try this business. And then I narrowed it down to those two businesses. And
yeah.
You're saying
I
no.
I don't feel any vibrations coming from it. There's no, There's no like, woohoo, you know, there's no crazy energy popping right now when I'm feeling these two areas. It just doesn't feel right. Did you ever think about going to a gambling boat?
Well, I play the lottery every now and then. would that apply? Could that work? I mean, you mean like go to the gambling boat and play, or go to apply to be you know those people. I don't know what they're called.
To work there.
But they work there.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, apply for one of those kind of jobs. I don't know what they're called.
Yes.
Dealers?
I don't know. Sometimes they're dealers. I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but for some reason I'm feeling like a gambling boat around UK.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes it's even working in the office, that's working anywhere that's associated or connected with a gambling boat. And I don't even know if anything's close. Yeah.
Could it be like playing the lottery or something?
I don't think so, but I would always say do that. Yeah, do that anyway. But I don't know if this is something that you'd be working in the office or where it would be, but it seems like something. I'm hearing the gambling boat. So I would literally go check that out and see if there's anything there. Okay? And let me know what happens, positively. All right. I have to move on now, so I hope you have a wonderful day, honey. Thank you so much for the call. All right. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Paul from Toronto.
Hey,
this is
Paul.
From
how are you?
I'm good.
Yes, how are
you? I'm good. My question is it a good time for me to move out?
Okay,
like
let's
right
take
now.
A peek here, Paul. Hang on 1 second, Paul, okay?
Okay.
Just looking in the coffee here. You know, it really doesn't feel like this is the best time to move out. So I hope you don't feel like your back is up against the wall.
No, I don't feel that way.
Okay, good. So good. I'm very glad you don't, because so staying where you're at then is probably the most appropriate thing to do at this time. In answer to your question, because it does not feel like you should be moving out right now. You've got some things going backwards. You've got some things that look like they're new beginnings coming in, but the new beginnings kind of look like they're probably more in an infancy of new development. So probably staying where you're at without rocking the boat or causing you so much more to do is probably the better thing to do until you get other things set up the way you need it to. I sincerely hope that makes sense, Paul. So I wouldn't move right now. You've got other things that your time really has to be spent on versus moving. Okay. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to see who's next online. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hello. Hi, my name is Amanda from Indiana.
Hey, Amanda. How
are
you today? Very well, thank you. What's
on
your mind, Amanda?
I was just wanting to ask a question about my career and the future that's headed, or if I'm going to find another job.
Okay, let's take a peek here. Actually, your career feels very promising.
Okay.
Are you doing anything around, I don't know if you're doing healing, medical, teaching. I see a lot of people around you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a nurse, and I wanted to try and see if maybe I can do something else. I'm kind of bored in the job that I'm in.
Well, there could be. Look, when I'm looking at your career and I'm looking like into your future with your career, I get you so excited and so happy. It's like, oh my God, I love what I'm doing. Now, it feels like it's going to be the same career, only it might be a different facet of the career. So if you're in geriatrics, mm-hmm. maybe you're supposed to be going to, you know, pediatrics. If you are in a hospital, maybe you're supposed to be becoming a traveling nurse that goes from state to state to state, picking up the organs and bringing, you know, through helicopters after accidents and bringing them to the hospital for, you know, donors. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when I look in front of you, I see your future looks very happy. You're very content. You're secure. It does feel like it's still in a nursing capacity or in a medical capacity. And again, maybe that's where the teaching is going to come in. Maybe we're going to be doing some teaching.
Mm-hmm. That's what I currently do right now, kind of. Yeah, I'm a trainer and I do care coordination. But all the nurses quit except for me. I'm 9 months pregnant, and it's very stressful. So,
oh, wow. Man, you got a lot on your plate right now.
Yeah,
wow.
So I'm not really happy where I am with some time off.
Say it again.
I'm going to try not to. So. I just was hoping to find something different.
Well, I think you will. I think you positively will. You're going to find something different. But it's going to still be in the same industry. It feels like, I mean, I don't think you're going to stop being a nurse and become an accountant, you know.
Of course.
And I can say, but then again, who am I? But you'll have to call me later on and tell me what's happened, because I really think you're going to find something that you're going to be so thrilled with. Really, it's going to be ridiculous.
And would this be soon, like next few months, would you say?
No, absolutely not. I don't think so. I could be wrong here. If you jump into something else, I don't know that that's going to be the thing you stay in. But you could, if you need to leave where you're at, you know, if you need to get something else going on because this is too stressful for you, then yes, you can find something else. But I don't think that's going to be the long-term thing that I'm seeing you kicking your heels over.
Okay.
You'll be very happy later on, and completely congratulations on your baby, honey. That's very exciting, very exciting. Okay. Well, we have time for one more caller, and again, I want to say thanks to everybody for calling in tonight. Again, this is Jorianne, the Coffee Psychic, with your psychic connection, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And make sure you call in next week to see who we have on the show as a guest. And to have your psychic questions answered. And if you want a more in-depth question, reading, you can give me a call at 219-940-9292. All right, thanks so much, everybody. Hello, caller. Hi. Caller, are you there? I know that sometimes some people call in just to listen in. So, again, thank you, everybody. This is Jorianne, the Coffee Psychic, with your psychic connection. And I hope you guys all have a wonderful week. And we'll talk to you soon, again, right here at Your Psychic Connection. Good night, everybody.